The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. Here comes the theme.
Yeah.
News. News.
Oh.
Nope. Nope. News. Nope. News. Nope.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
I'll make a new theme. I will. People hate this theme. I don't know why they hate it.
We have yet to receive a positive text about it. I like it. I think it's. I like singing to it.
I, you know, I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I like the end. But I think it's just a little too serious. I know we're trying to be newsy, but we're still us.
Wait a minute. We are. We're trying to be newsy. Well, I mean, we're trying. This is our time to talk about real things that are happening in the real world.
Yeah.
But it's not my time. If it were my place, I would bring up current events. It's fully up to you two. I mean, and the only time you do anything that's truly a current event is when it's like cheeseburger day and TX like, hey, remind me to eat a cheeseburger later. And it's like, that's okay. But like
another cheeseburger later.
Yes, another cheeseburger today. So it's news or nope. These guys have stories. We decide if it's news or nope. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Aaron. I don't think you've gone first in a while.
Well, fall has officially started. The first day of fall was yesterday.
News.
No. All right.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
I like it because we got a pumpkin spice boy over here. I'm not the pumpkin spice guy, but it's been a long time since I've peeped, and I'm thinking about peeping this year.
You should. Ooh. It's really fun. Now's the time, yeah. Okay. I peeped in Georgetown.
Okay. The best part about fall is we just started watching the Hallmark fall movies.
There are fall movies?
Yeah. Not just Christmas. There's fall ones where they go leaf peeping as well.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm with Aaron on nope. Can we change
her story?
I know, but we can. Can we isolate?
I'm just sabotaging it.
Wait. The first day of fall was like yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and nice cool weather over the weekend.
Oh,
hey, let's get a look at the forecast. Tiak, what do you got?
Good evening. We've got a high of
oh my God.
77 today.
The idea of us ever being seriously news-oriented. Tiak is
you,
actually
Slacker.
Outside checking a look at the forecast here.
I'm live on the scene. Looks like a high of 77 today. Touching down about 49 tonight. A little warmer tomorrow.
Did you really look at the forecast?
No, I didn't. I just know it. In my personal time,
you are 300 years old.
I gotta know.
Any other fall facts you want to give us, Aaron?
Yeah. So there's a study about what people like the most about the season.
Boots.
Hoodies.
Boots.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about on.
Oh, on ladies. Oh. You like the Han Solo look?
I do.
Okay.
Don't you think
like a leather boot
or your? There's just something about. I don't know.
No, I get it.
It's just, you can be put together and not put together. You can put them on with jeans. You can put them on with the dress. And there's something just sexy about boots. I don't know.
Yeah, I like a good sneaker, though. I'm a sneaker guy. I like it. Fall is sneaker weather.
But for me personally, I'm with you to the first word that came to your mind, hoodies.
Hoodies. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't wear long sleeves.
Oh,
yep.
Just, I need.
Ooh, a flannel.
Yeah.
I bought some flannel stuff at Scheels. I'll be debuting. I debuted one the other day.
It was good.
It was nice.
A good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
Here's my thing. Where do I get, this is a weird request. I want shirts. This is so weird. I shouldn't be saying this on the air. I want shirts with a thumb hole.
I love those.
And mostly girls wear them.
Yeah.
But they're running things.
Yeah. But I feel like all of the ones that I've seen are athletic, so you would probably have to go to like a Lulu
fluffy.
Or what's the other like fancy new one?
Fabletics or...
No.
Travis Viore. Oh, Viore.
Yeah.
Oh, I love their stuff. They sell it at Scheels.
Hey,
Scheels, you owe me some stuff. I have plugged you like 100 times, you pieces of...
Why do you want the thumb hole? Could you just wear gloves?
It's. I know this doesn't make sense because if you know me, if I wear long sleeves, if it's a button-down shirt, I roll the sleeves up. If it's a hoodie, I shove the sleeves up. I think it's a way for me to stay comfy and leave the sleeves down. It's like forcing the sleeves to stay down.
Okay.
I'm that way too. If I put a jacket over a long sleeve and it gets bunched up, I'm losing my ish.
Here's the weird thing, and I just found this out about me. That doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
But I put a I put a jacket on one day. I had my sleeves pushed up and I put a jacket on over the top of it in front of another person. And I thought they were having a seizure. They're like, what are you doing? Oh my God, stop. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Your sleeves have to be like perfectly flat on the inside.
Yes, they have to be.
Do you like when your sock falls halfway down your foot?
It's totally different.
It's the same.
It's the same, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even similar.
I can't. The heebie-jeebies I got just imagining. Having your sleeves pushed up and putting a jacket on? Mm. No.
For real?
That's a nope. It's going to be a nope
That's
for
a big no.
I just want to say, if you have pro fashion tips for me, where I should shop, because I also want some bulky sweaters. I feel like this might be the sweater season for
me.
Can
we go shopping together?
Yes.
Oh my God.
This has been a years-long mission for me. I'm looking for a chunky sweater, too. Just like, you know, in the 90s, the sweaters
like
are huge.
Like cable knit.
Yeah, like Billy Crystal in all his movies is just wearing the thickest, biggest sweater ever. And they don't make it. My wife even bought one straight from Ireland, like made from sheep's wool.
Oh,
those
are, and it just I know exactly was
the
what.
Merino wool or whatever.
Yeah, and then I put it on and it's just tight.
Can I just say this, though? Here's what
the,
I don't.
The, like, Aran sweater, A-R-A-N, is the Irish one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't, here's what I want. And maybe people at 51059 can tell me where to get it. I want a sweater that looks like a band wore it in an 80s or 90s video and it's kind of effed up. Like I want a big chunky sweater that's kind of stretched out and has like rips in it or like, do you know what I mean? I don't want.
I'm trying to figure out.
Because you know, I have like cable knit. I have like Banana Republic super cable knit, like And they just, I feel like I'm trying too hard. I want something that looks like rocker, like a used, I was out one night with my ex-wife. It was her birthday. It doesn't matter. She had a friend there and I forget there was a word. It was like girly or something. She had a sweater that said like girly on it or whatever. And I talked her out of it and she gave it to me. And then by the end of the night, she was like, I gotta have it back. And I was like, oh my God, I was gonna wear that sweater every single day the rest of my life. It was such a cool.
Because it was
chunky,
all shredded up.
It was just
kinda
chunky and just like didn't fit. Like the neck was stretched out and like the arms were.
We should go thrifting.
No, I don't wanna do that. It's too hard.
How are you gonna find rundown sweaters?
No, because here's the thing. I bought a shirt. I don't think I've worn it in front of you guys. It's from a company called, I don't wanna say. Okay, it's called One Golden Thread. And they plant a tree every time they sell a shirt. It's kind of like Bombas who like, I think
they give a pair
of socks to a homeless person every time that you buy one, which is amazing. These shirts are like, the neck's all like screwed up and it's like, they're too long and the sleeves are like halfway between long sleeve and short sleeve. And then there's one seam that's gold on the shirt.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay.
And the rest of the shirt's not.
It's like their trademark.
Yes, it's one golden thread.
Okay.
But the t-shirts are like an exorbitant amount of money.
It's solid gold thread.
Yes. Tiak?
Yes.
You have time for maybe one.
You paid that much for a shirt?
Yes, I did! Oh my God, I got the black. They're so cool though.
News.
Aren't they cool?
Okay.
Do you have a story or do you want me to
move on?
I
have the 10 rudest cities in America. Do you want to know if any of Colorado cities are in the top 10?
Nope.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.